following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, 3 years ago, I was thinking about doing something to get into better shape. And I was flipping around on the TV, and I saw this infomercial with Tony Horton, a world-class trainer, and it was P90X. And I'd heard about it, I'd read about it, and finally, you know what? I ordered it. And what a change it's made me. I lost 13 pounds almost immediately. And even now, if you see me walking down the street, people stop me. They want to see the rock-hard abs. It's because it's a lifestyle change that I made, and I continue to pursue today. And if you want to be like me, you want to be a dad that wants to be in shape and look good and feel good for your kids, I got a great offer for you. It's a brand new limited time offer. For only $14.95, you can try P90X for a full 30 days risk-free, and they're even going to pay for shipping. Free shipping and a 30-day risk-free trial. If you don't love it, they'll give you your money back. It's only for a limited time, so jump on it before it's gone. Get all the details by calling or going online. Call 800-832-7575. That's 800-832-7575. Or visit ESPNradio.com/Doug. Again, that's 800-832-7575 or ESPNradio.com/Doug.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, a Wednesday edition. Here in studio, the next couple of days, we'll be at the CenturyLink in Omaha live at the state wrestling tournament, providing you updated coverage round by round, match by match, as we get ready for nearly 900 young men. I don't think any girls made it this year, and if I'm wrong on that, somebody can let me know, but I don't think I saw any ladies make the field this year, which is different. We had quite a few down there picking up some wins. So we'll say 894 or 96 young men trying to get into the Parade of Champions. But we'll be there the next couple of days. Today, you know what? Usually my co-host, not the hardest working man in the business. So I thought I would bring in the hardest working man in the business, Seth Denny from NTV.
And good morning.
Various other gigs. What's up, man?
It's great to see you, Douglas.
Thanks for coming in. I know your schedule is jam-packed.
Right.
The world is wondering, are you healthy?
I'm healthy. I was down for the count last week. I'm up and running now. I'm tired. You got my 8-year-old's birthday party Monday. Valentine's Day yesterday, Douglas. As you know, I do a lot of
but
the heavy lifting.
Yesterday.
I did.
Yeah.
So throw that in with all the heavy lifting I do at the TV station. Smiling, reading, putting on makeup. These are, hey, I'm a tired guy.
Now, do you put on your own makeup, or do you have people that do that?
We have people that do that. We have a makeup room, and I do my own makeup, absolutely.
How long does that take?
For this face, it takes about 10 minutes.
So you didn't get a lot of sleep last night, obviously. You had the late shift and then Valentine's night.
Well, right. Yes. You know.
When you got a house full of kids, it just takes it to the next level, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. Then when you have a teenage, we have a teenager now.
How'd that happen?
Jenna's 13.
Did you adopt?
No, well, no, we didn't. No, and I know how young I look and everything, but Jenna's 13 now. And then the other night, she's up. It's 11 o'clock, and it's Saturday night. I'm like, go to bed, Dad. I always stay up this late. Really, you do? What are you doing? What's going on around here?
Anybody that's 9 years old in my house goes to bed. I'm 13.
How old are you?
Yeah. Thanks, Al Bundy. Kevin Chaney expected to join us, UNK women's basketball coach on Loperlink. Gene Beerbaum's going to talk a little turkey with us. And we've got a lot of other things to talk about today as well. A lot of people, I'm finding out, I guess I didn't realize how big this is, but UFC tonight, Omaha, former Loper Jake Ellenberger is making a pretty big name for himself. He's 26-5, and he fights tonight. He is the main event. UFC, real deal, Fuel TV,
throngs of folks from this area are going. It starts at 5.
Okay.
Like with the undercard. Then like the real card, those are the amateurs. Then they go to the pros at 7. And it gets over, if it's anything like what they had here at the arena, like after 11. So 6 hours of testosterone of over 10,000 dudes and gals drinking Pepsi.
Yeah, having some soda pops.
UFC. You into that UFC stuff?
I am not. I do, however, remember the Ellenberger. Wrestled a few years for Bauer, right?
Yeah.
And a tough kid, from what I remember. So he's on tonight.
He's the main guy. He's been doing good at this. 26-5. Okay. And he's taking on Diego Sanchez,
okay,
who is 25-4. And if you get DirecTV, that's channel 618, according to Rock and Russ.
618, DirecTV. Okay, I get that.
Ellenberger. And I'm guessing he probably won't fight until you guys are off the air tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So, you work tonight?
I do, and as you know, I do a lot of the heavy lifting there. So
solo tonight, or is Colleen actually going to show up?
Colleen will be there, as far as I know. As far as I know, Colleen will be there.
Okay.
I'm on it.
As long as you're happy. You wear your NASCAR hat in here. When's the 500?
Don't ask me any NASCAR questions. Here's the deal, Doug. My kid went through a NASCAR phase at 5, 6, 7 years old. He was a junior fan. This is the cap he got dad, because I was, you know, trying to be good dad, being into this NASCAR thing. We went to Kansas City. Did I tell you that? Yeah. We went to Kansas City.
To a race?
To a race. We went to a race,
God,
and sat through 5,000 laps, whatever they do. And here I am asking my son, Doug, can we you think we could, probably it's over by now, right?
Ready?
No. No, Dad.
Just get started, Dad. Come on. Come on, there's still a lot of wrecks.
And your ears are just they're bleeding by the time this day's over. You know, the noise is unbelievable.
Now buy me some food and pop. I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
Right, right.
So are you more excited for golf season, baseball season? What do you
This
get?
Is my this is my time of year coming up here. Sweet 16. We're going this year to Phoenix. We're going to fly down, check out that a little bit. I love March Madness.
Did you get like the $12 flight out of Grand Island?
Yes, got the $10 flight, $10.99 out of Grand Island, going down to Phoenix, and we're just going to have a great time down there. Loving the following Creighton. They're struggling, but I'm loving following them a little bit. And we're loving the Minden Whippets right now, Doug. Oh. I mean, it's great to be a Whippet right now.
No doubt. They are rolling. They're rolling. You mentioned, I'll get to that in a minute. You mentioned Creighton. Did you see what they did last night?
Yeah, they throttled
Southern Illinois used to be like 54-51 when these guys played, or lower
right.
scoring. Creighton sets a Missouri Valley Conference and school record. They shot 77.5%.
Yeah.
After not being able to throw it in the ocean the last three games.
They've looked like crap the last couple of games, but really, last night, supposedly they played pretty well.
But you can root for Creighton. It's okay.
I'm all right.
I am too.
I'm all right with that. If they play Nebraska, I've talked about this. If they play Nebraska, I'm obviously a Husker fan. It's been tough and. You know, but I'm a Husker fan, you know, and I'm not going to cheer for Creighton when they play Nebraska. But that whole deal, I saw Gasell play at that game. You were doing the games over Heartland.
Yeah.
And I saw Gasell play for South Sioux City. He's great. And I'm just pulling my hair out that we can't get a player like that in Lincoln. I see Eliason, you know, play for Minnesota. I'm pulling my hair out. Why can't we get Elliot Eliason, you know?
I can understand that.
I'm ranting a little bit now.
No,
sorry.
We've had this discussion. Why can't you get these guys? There's an article today, Brian Rosenthal, Lincoln Journal Star, 4 Nebraska kids playing on a Colorado State team.
West Side, yeah.
Now his story is like trying to get in the NCAA. Well, they're 4th in the in the Mountain West. They have to go on a heck of a run. They're going to have to win the tournament. They're right. They got 8 losses. Okay, but it's a good thing. You got Ike Meyer, you got Carr, and you got the two kids out of the Smith boys out of Ralston that are playing there. Okay. I've had, and Andy Markowski was on yesterday, Husker Sports Network, and I've had other people that say, as bad as Nebraska seems to be, you've got to say, are they as good as, and he always uses Cookie Belcher, are they as good as Cookie Belcher? Because even when they had these guys, they weren't winning NCAA tournament games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Are they? Are they not? I can see why Eliason didn't come here. And I whatever he wanted to do, it's Shadron. You got no connection to Lincoln. You got as much connection to Wyoming and South Dakota State and any place in the country. There's no connection to Nebraska.
Look, I look at Ike Meyer, what he's doing out at Colorado State. I look at Elias and I look at Gasell. I would just as soon watch those guys go, Doug, 11-11, 11-12, than some guys we don't know. You know, get some JUCO guys in here. Bring in every Nebraska, you know, and there's not that many great players, but let's get those guys, and then it's a little more entertaining at least.
No, it's frustrating. It's frustrating when you're losing with people that, you're right. You could have. Could be losing with Nebraska boys.
You talk about Markowski, perfect example. I'd love to see a guy like Markowski down there playing hard, Wes Wilkins, you know, those guys. But I don't know. And I like Doc, and I think he's a good coach. It's just not working out. And I feel bad for him because he's had injuries too, and so.
Well, like I said, but when's it going to work out?
I know. Next year is going to be worse.
Tonight, UNK and UNO. I chuckle because it's such a travesty what's going on at UNO. And UNK plays them tonight. It's the last time they're scheduled because UNO is in Division I now. It's the last game at Sapp Fieldhouse. There's going to be some special ceremonies there tonight, and hopefully the last ceremony is UNK stepping on their whatever and defeating UNO. But I can't see. We talk about Nebraska basketball struggling. How in the world is UNO ever going to be competitive at a Division I level?
Right.
They're recruiting against Nebraska now and Creighton. So
that's going to be tough. And, you know, and here you got UNK, those guys dealing with their top two scorers out, right? They're done.
Yeah, Dentlinger and Reagan's both gone. They're still trying to find a way into the tournament, the RMAC tournament. But we'll see how that all transpires. And you strayed right away from baseball. No.
I'm ready for baseball.
Ned Yost gets, they pick him up. He's already going to be there in 2013.
Ned's going to be there in 2013. We got Ryan LaFever signed up for another year at the helm there with the Royals, and Denny's going to be back for year number 44. So I'm ready for the Royals, and we got him again here on 1460. Is that the deal?
We got him on the FM on the Breeze. Okay, 4.5.
So awesome.
We'll put him on a big stick because they're supposed to, you know, be better.
Hey, you know what? Alex is back for he signed a 1-year extension type deal.
Yeah, so he didn't have to go to arbitration. They're still working on a long term deal. So hopefully that turns into a long term deal here before the season begins.
I was so happy for him last year. You know, it was frankly about time he put it all together, and good for him.
Well, it was either that or he wasn't going to be with Kansas City anymore. That's bottom line.
He came through.
Shocking to me yesterday that the Big Ten preseason baseball poll came out.
Okay,
everybody's talking about, oh, Nebraska's going to go in and they're going to dominate. They're picked fourth. Do you think that's because the coaches don't want to give them any love, or because they're going to be the fourth best team in a conference? And if they're the fourth best team in a conference, they won't qualify for the tournament again.
Interesting how that, you know, there's a lot of question marks, frankly. But, yeah, that's interesting. They picked them fourth, okay? And, you know, Erstad's an unproven commodity at this point. I think he's going to be great, you know, and we could just, we'll see what happens, you know, as they go into this thing.
Again, you hope he is because he's Nebraska through and through.
Yeah.
He's donated the money. He's given his heart. He's going to give his soul now probably, because if he took over this program, he probably did. So that's – we'll see. It all starts against Gonzaga coming up this weekend. Hey, sports fans, if you want to watch baseball, basketball, whatever's on the tube, a little golf, you can do it and enjoy lunch or enjoy an evening snack at Cunningham's. They are ready to take care of you because they're open for lunch Monday through Friday when you're working, and some of us work Saturday and Sunday, so we sneak in there as well. No better place to be if you want to catch up on your favorite sports teams, have a bite to eat, or just hang out with your friends. The menu has something for any sports fan. Burgers, salad, gourmet sandwiches, French dips. Try their great pizza. Maybe you get out of work just a little bit early, or maybe you're one of those early shifters and you get out at 2 o'clock. Well, they've got early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Big-ass beers for $2.75, all wells for $1.50, and a large selection of small craft and micro brews available with the always guaranteed coldest draft beer in Kearney. So whether it's for lunch or if you're getting in there for happy hour or just enjoying some great entertainment, they couldn't jam any more in for Red Wanting Blue last weekend, located on 23rd Street on the Bricks, downtown Kearney. I will call one out here.
Okay.
is it okay for a guy to be a groupie? That's weird, ain't it?
Well, you gotta... Yeah, well, what are we talking about here?
Todd Gatula.
Oh, okay.
Groupie of Red Wanting Blue.
Really?
I think he would do whatever they told him to.
If there's a guy that's going to be a groupie, it's going to be Gatula. I mean, that guy.
He does everything at the event center. He sets up the basketball court. He takes the hose out and makes the ice when they need to do that.
Really?
I think he does everything but run the Zamboni.
Now, I'd like to see that. I did get some pictures on Gatula playing a little ball down at the event center.
Yeah, but there's still photos, and I think that's all it was, him standing still.
Is that right? He's come a long way since Peru State, baby.
Oh, yes, he has. bigger and better than ever. Hey, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to do our Loper Link. UNK women's basketball coach Kevin Chaney. We're going to talk with Gene Bierbaum, a little Turkey Association. Plus, we've got a little bit more to talk about. I got to talk with Seth about a few things here. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I got a busy schedule, prepping for the show, interviews, working on the book, spending time with my family. So saving time more than ever is really crucial for my life. That's why I love Stamps.com. It saves me the time and hassle of going to the post office and getting in line behind Gert. No more driving, fighting for a parking space, waiting in those brutal lines. With Stamps.com, you buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, using your own computer and printer. Folks, it's just so easy to get started. Get postage whenever you need it, right from your desk. Right now, Stamps.com is a special offer for my listeners. It's a no-risk trial. Plus, you get $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Only if you use my first name, Colin. With a busy schedule, mine's busy, and so is yours. Saving time, more important than ever. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic, upper right side, type in Colin. That's Stamps.com. Enter Colin.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the AlterG anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to AlterG.com. To see a video.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week, like on Mondays, 45-cent wings, Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Pickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on, located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
More exciting high school sports action comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thursday, we're jam-packed with state wrestling updates all day long. And in basketball, the Adams Central boys will host Kearney Catholic right here on ESPN at 6:30. And girls sub-district finals on Classic Hits 98.9, Centura takes on Ravenna. And on The Breeze 94.5 FM, Minden takes on Hastings St. Cecilia. It's all coming your way Thursday.
For today, we could see some freezing drizzle through the morning. Otherwise, skies will become partly sunny, breezy north winds, and our highs nearing 40. And then for tonight, skies will become mostly clear, northwest winds, and lows in the upper teens. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 36.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, Dead Popper Inbox. This comes from Nick and Carney, says, Daddy better step his game up. Danny is for real.
Whoa, look at. Who's that?
Nick and...
Uncle Carney. Nick.
Yeah. That's what I figured.
Yeah.
I know Nick, so I knew it wasn't one of your kids, but okay. Wherever you pay the money, that's fine. Time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Garrett Tire Treaded Appliances. For all your vehicle services, big or small, contact them at Garrett Tire. You can check them out at GarrettTire.net. And by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney, let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans at CharterWest National Bank. There is a ton of activities going on for UNK because we're in that end of one season going into the next. Winter moves into spring. The Loper baseball team at 8th-ranked Emporia State after getting snowed out. They'll try it again this weekend. The wrestling team will be in Hays today. They take on 7th-ranked Grand Canyon and 15th-ranked Fort Hays State. The men's basketball team, as we already talked about, is at UNO tonight. The softball team opened the season at Fort Hays State yesterday, dropped a pair 4-0 and 6-5. They go out to Pueblo, and this is the RMAC playing a bunch of teams from the Northern Sun. So they've got at least four games coming up Friday, Saturday, Sunday out there. And for the basketball teams, they will be playing at home this weekend against Colorado State Pueblo on Friday and Colorado Springs on Saturday. And Loper women's basketball coach Kevin Chaney joins us in studio. Coach, welcome back in. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, gentlemen.
Well, obviously, there's no way around this. You guys need some wins to keep playing in the postseason shootout, and it's not going to be easy because Pueblo, starting on Friday, is a pretty darn good team.
They're a very good team. You know, actually, the last three teams that we're playing are playing pretty well towards the end of the season. So we do have our work cut out for us, but I think we've got a game plan where we can put three wins together, get us into the playoffs. That's what we're planning on doing.
Kevin, it's tough when you struggle through a season, but then you bounce back and play well. It's kind of a roller coaster at times. How are the girls holding up this season?
Well, you know, it's hard to get their emotions in check, you know, especially when you don't have a taste and you can't throw them a bone of a win every once in a while. And, you know, it's hard to come by this year, but they're in real good spirits. They really pull together as a team. They get along. They compete. You know, it's just, you know, we're looking for a break, but I've told them, you know, a break's not coming. We got to create our own.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. We talked off air a little bit about learning to win because those tough losses, it just feels like you're so close, but it's about learning to win, isn't it?
It really is. You know, the one thing that we've got to keep in mind is it is just a game, you know. But in order for us to have fun in this game, you want to win. Mm-hmm. So it's a learning process, and I do have some young student-athletes on the team that are learning the game. They're learning about the basketball concepts and what we have to do to get victories and to beat teams that are more talented than us or to play well against teams that might not be as talented. So it's a learning process, and they're picking up a lot right now, but we've got a big weekend at home that we're really excited about.
Loper women's basketball coach Kevin Chaney with us in studio. Obviously, the pressure would be off a little bit, and you'd be talking about trying to get a home game if the handful of games that you've lost in the last minute would have went the other way. It seems like every one of them has went the other way, and that has to be a little bit frustrating for everybody.
Absolutely, and we had a ton of them. we had opportunities to win and that we didn't. But that's the cards that have been dealt. We just got to play our hand now. I truly believe 9 wins will get us into the playoffs, and then anything can happen, and that's what our goal is. We think that we're playing well, and if we can put these 3 games together and get some W's, then I think anything happens, and we'll really be excited about playoffs.
Your point guard, I've followed her a little through the highlights on the news, that sort of thing. Boy, she's a good little player that likes to drive and dish. Fun to watch, right?
Yes. I've got a combination of point guards, Nicole Arp and Ivy Jones. Ivy is a little more flashy, but she's a true point guard who loves to dish, to get everyone involved in the game, and to get the crowd pumped up. That's what she likes to do, and she's starting to come into her own and feel a lot more comfortable right now. So I've gotten a lot of comments about her, and they're like, where has she been, type of things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she's feeling a little bit more comfortable right now and understanding what I want from her and getting everybody involved in the ballgame now.
Kevin, at this point where we're just about to the end of the regular season, is the RMAC –
what you thought it would be going in at the beginning of the season? I know the expectations were to maybe to make a run here for a top three. A couple of kids had talked about having a chance to win a conference title. It just didn't work out that way. Is the conference tougher than you thought it was going to be, or how has it played out?
Well, I knew it was going to be tough. I knew it was going in. I take a look at everyone's website, see who they're recruiting. We bump into each other a lot in the recruiting field, so I knew that it was going to be a tougher year. I knew the conference was going to be better. I truly believe that the RMAC is one of the top four conferences in Division II in women's basketball. I do believe. I thought it was going to be this tough. I thought that we would play better basketball, that we would win more closer games this year, and that hasn't proven true. But, you know, we've had some tough breaks, and, you know, we could have easily had 6 to 8 more wins on our record if we had closed out some of those games. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, we still have an opportunity to make playoffs and to salvage you know, a positive season by getting into playoffs and upsetting some people, and that's what we're trying to do.
Lumber women have done that a few times, too.
They certainly
over
have.
The last few years. You spoke about recruiting. Now you're going into the MIAA. How's that coming along?
It's going real good. It's going good. I actually have some, you know, some kids out in that area. The main concern is going to be being able to be funded where we can go after the kids that we want to go after. You know, the part that makes me a little bit nervous is you know, the scholarship opportunities, whereas a lot of those MIAA schools are fully funded. And, you know, quick scenario is I might have a quality student athlete here in Nebraska that I'm going after, but I might not have a full scholarship, whereas my opponents in the MIAA can come into Nebraska and get that student athlete because they can offer more. Mm-hmm. That's what we're trying to, and the school is doing a great job of raising money for us, and we've had some really good meetings. So, you know, I'm hopeful and praying that we have that opportunity to have an even playing field. And that's what we coaches are really looking for, is just give us an even playing field and let us go and do our work, and we will go and recruit with the best of them. But, you know, we just want that playing field to be even. And we'll you know, be able to go and get those kids that we want and be able to compete.
So what's the next couple of days look like for you? Going to sub-district finals probably Thursday night, district games. You're running all over, aren't you?
I actually have a calendar with my assistant coach and myself where we're going to be splitting up and going every Tuesday and Thursday for the next 3 weeks. We're going to be hitting subs and districts and trying to see as many of those high school kids as possible. You know, we are going to be in town, so we're going to try to see as many of those games as possible. A lot of recruiting phone calls and trying to get 3 more wins in conference.
Coach, I know you can't talk specifically about, or don't want to talk specifically about athletes, but what is your general viewpoint as far as the style of play, girls' action out here in this area, the games that Doug calls, that sort of thing? Mm-hmm. Well, I live in Minden. We think we have a pretty good team and mm-hmm. some great players. What's your overall thought on the style of high school play out here?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I think in the state of Nebraska, it's a volleyball state, mm-hmm. And I think quite a few people would agree with me there. So a lot of those athletes might be playing volleyball, but I do think we have quite a bit of talent here in Nebraska. It's finding that talent. Mm-hmm. There is some undisclosed kids that you know, don't play summer basketball that we might not get a chance to see. So, you know, I get a ton of emails. I get a ton of probably 5 to 10 DVDs a day, just from you know, small schools that I've never even heard of before, in yeah. cities that I don't even know where they are, you know, sending me, you know, talented student athletes that, mm-hmm. you know, we might not get a chance to see throughout the year. So I'm really excited. You got to hunt to find them, you know, and that's why I'm going to a lot of these games. I might not be, you know, have any student athletes coming from those schools, but I want to see some of this young talent that's coming up and let these coaches know that I'm interested in the local talent. All the local talent, and if they can play at my level, you know, I definitely want to know about them.
Seth, how are we going to score some shirts like Coach Chaney wears, man? Those are spiffy.
Slick.
The little loper look. Right there.
He's a well-dressed man, guy.
There's no doubt about it. You know. He shot right to the top of class when he came into UNK.
That's
when
right.
It came to all the coaches up there.
Well, look who he's competing against. We got Day and Coach Morris. No. You know, come on.
It's incredible.
Don't get me in trouble.
Home games this week, 6 for the women. Men play at 8. Come out and support your Lopers as you always do. And, Coach, we look forward to seeing you again soon. Best of luck as the regular season wraps up.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having
us. Great seeing you.
Kevin Chaney, head women's basketball coach at UNK. The man, again, they play tonight. Watch out for this Brozek kid, 23-15 the other night. He is doing outstanding. And the track team doing pretty good as well. Your boy out of Minden, Al, is doing some very good
Sanabria,
things.
Sanabria, great.
See, I knew you'd say that correctly where I always butcher it. And Marty Bellina doing well as well. So they're keeping busy running around that track.
Sanabria, this is a kid. He's a senior at UNK. We used to see him in Minden, and still when he comes home, snow out, ice out, 100 degrees. He's always running. One of those guys, he's only like 5'8", and 0% body fat, always running around town.
If I didn't have a job, I'd kill time like that, too.
Yeah, right.
College student.
College student, sure.
That's our Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons they have the loans, and by Garrett Tires and Tread, no more flats or downtime. Well, if you get one, there's not going to be downtime because they have on-the-farm tire service at Garrett Tire. We'll take a break. Gene Pearbaum's going to swing in. We got a lot more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to Geico. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you own a small business, here's an easy way to get in front of millions of potential customers online. Just do what 2,000 small businesses do every day. Claim your free profile on Manta.com. Like Grandma's Italian Cheesecake in the Bronx, New York. Manta's helped them get found on search engines and smartphones, and sales are up 400%. Claim your free profile now, where small business grows. Manta.com.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Why thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, we could see some freezing drizzle through the morning. Otherwise, skies will become partly sunny, breezy north winds, and our highs nearing 40. And then for tonight, skies will become mostly clear, northwest winds, and lows in the upper teens. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 36.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where we take care of our friends with a little meal at BK. And maybe you want some breakfast. Two croissant sandwiches, only $4. Breakfast is served daily until 11 at BK, next to Walmart, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, near Kearney Cinema, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. That's where Seth drops his kids off to play in the indoor play. Well, now you got a teenage daughter. She wouldn't be seen with you anywhere. Ooh, also, Lexington, exactly right. Cosat and North Platte. Seth Denny is co-hosting today. He's pinch-hitting for Big Daddy. I think most people forgot he was even on this show.
Is that right?
Yeah.
By now they have?
Yeah. Wonder if he's in a Colombian jail or what's going on down there.
I seriously hope all is well with Daddy. Have you heard from him?
No.
Heavens, no.
No cell service down there.
Besides,
he'd only talk with his friends if that was the case.
Wow.
Jeffrey found out more information on the Fuel TV. Charter has free preview going on this week. So Charter 408, DirecTV 618, Dish Network 398. If you want to watch Ellenberger, Jake fight tonight, UFC, Fuel TV starts at 5. And then I think coverage begins at 7, actual professional. First bout 5, event goes live on Fuel at 7. Okay, there you go.
Got it.
Check that out. Gene Beerbaum's with us in studio. I didn't ask. Fisher, Hunter, tennis, golf,
you know,
high ally?
Boxing is more what I get into. No, I don't. I'm not a fisherman or a hunter, which makes conversations with Boughton pretty quiet,
at
the TV station. He'd love some of this stuff.
Nice picture, Kent. What is it?
What the heck? I love the jerky, though, man. He brings that in. Wow.
He does such a great
He's
job.
On the
Lucky
state
to have
board
him.
Yeah.
For the NWTF.
National.
Wild Turkey Federation.
You threw me off that he's on the board. I'm just going, he's a bigwig then, huh?
That can't be.
Gene Beerbaum's with us in studio. I know. I didn't know he had time. I thought he slept at the studio.
He does sometimes.
All those weather guys. The National Wild Turkey Federation banquet's coming up next Saturday at the Midtown Event Center in Kearney, and we always welcome in Gene Beerbaum to join us and tell us all about it. Gene, welcome back in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here. Yeah, we got another big banquet. The main thing we want to get across to people that we did have a change of location. We've been at the fairgrounds the last quite a few years. This year we are going to be at the Midtown Event Center, which the address is 115 East 21st Street. And for people to put a reference to that, it's south of the Chicken Coop, just across the street. A lot of parking there in the lot north of this building, but it's also across the alley east of the police station. So that's gives you some reference.
You worried about some of those folks? Not, you know.
No, they're pretty good. They behave themselves. But, we're looking for a big banquet again, February the 25th, which is about 10 days away. And we really want to get people, you know, as always, to get their tickets bought. We would like to have it done by a week from today, Wednesday the 22nd. If they buy their ticket early, then they get a package of raffle tickets free, but it helps us a lot to know, you know, when you have food catered in, you just need to have a head count so you don't run short of food. So if people would do that, the incentive is to get some free raffle tickets. We've got some great items to raffle. You guys are kind of looking at the book there. There's a lot of neat auction items. You got prints, furniture, collectibles of
I like
whatever.
The grill.
That's a cool grill with that deer antler for the handle, and the engraving on it is, I mean, it's pretty cool.
And then you got a trip to talk about as well.
Yeah.
African safari.
African safari. Two
you got
people.
Turkeys over there?
You can take that a lot of different ways. But two-person, 10-day African safari. All expenses paid except the airfare, because you have a two-year window to book it, and they just don't include the airfare. Some people have frequent flyer miles they may want to use, but right now it's probably costing you $900 to book if you do it far enough out. If you wait and do it too short, you know, just like the airlines do, you know, they go up. But you get three animals. Each person gets three animals, six total then. So you got an impala, a blessed buck, which is similar to an impala. I think on pictures it looks like it's close to a size of an elk, but the horns kind of come out and spiral up, and then a wild boar. So those are the three animals. Wouldn't surprise me if you got there, they wouldn't try to sell you a couple more shoots. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what they cost. I'm told that the Safari can run in that $9,000 range if you're paying retail. I doubt if it'll, you know, would bring that much at a banquet, but, you know, it just depends upon who's there. We may even have, we're working on it right now, a second African safari hunt. Completely, I won't say the person because I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but they bought it like a year ago, different location. It's both are in South Africa, but different camp. And he didn't get to use it, and he talked to the people there, and they said if he wanted to donate it to us, that we can maybe auction that. Similar circumstances, but the numbers, what you get to shoot, and that are different, but it'll be class plays. I mean, you look at the pictures of the camp here. It looks really nice. I mean, it's this nice lodge, and then you look in the background, and you see the hills. And so it'll be a fun thing. And besides all the wildlife things that we have to auction, I telling you earlier, we've got two other items because of a guy on our committee, Bob Anderson, that has access to Husker memorabilia. We've got a Jerry Tagge oil painting, I think from that LSU game yet, where he stretches over the goal line. And it's number 8 of 40, and that's supposedly it's an original painting. I don't know how that is when it's 8 of 40, but Jerry Tagge signed it. There's a certificate of authenticity with it, so it's kind of a unique item. Plus, we have a football signed by 3 Husker Heisman Trophy winners and 3 Oklahoma Heisman Trophy winners. You got from Nebraska, Eric Crouch, Mike Rozier, and Johnny Rogers. Oklahoma's Jason White, Steve Owens, and Billy Sims. So that's kind of a unique thing that'll be on the live auction also. So a little bit of everything. And we have a few things for the kids to do that come for the Jake's program. And a lot of ladies show up too, a lot of lady hunters. So
Gene Bearbaum's with us here in studio with the National Wild Turkey Federation. Again, that's all going on at their 12th annual banquet, which is on Saturday, the 25th. Doors open at 5. The dinner, which is always great, starts at 7 at the Midtown Events Center between the Chicken Coop and the Kearney Police Department there, right on the east, I guess it would be southeast corner of that block. Tell us, folks, Gene, just again, a little bit about the Turkey Federation and how its chapter is right around our listening area.
Well, there's chapters all over the state. I think we're one of around 30 or 32 here in the Kearney area. I mean, Holdridge has got one, Grand Island has, Cozad, all over. But we raise funds. It's not just for hunting. It's not a hunting club. We do a lot of conservation efforts. Obviously, when you're working towards turkey habitat, you're also helping habitat for other animals, non-game animals. I mean, who knows what it could be, coons or whatever. But, I mean, it's just trying to preserve wildlife in general. I mean, yeah, it's the Turkey Federation, but we work in conjunction. Last year, I think we did in the state of Nebraska, I'm just looking at here, I bet there's 25 to 30 different wildlife management areas that we did projects on. And they said 11,000, well, just under 12,000 acres. But we also gave away scholarships to youth in the state. So we got a scholarship program, donated what they call education boxes to area schools, around 300 of those that are available. Just so if there's a class that teachers want to teach, again, just wildlife conservation things, not turkey hunting. But we have Women in the Outdoors. Last year they had 62 events. It's just for women. They're different parts of the state. They're a weekend deal where they have speakers come in and do demonstrations. Could be on the Dutch oven cooking, if some women like to do that. And, I mean, all kinds of different activities. Again, not strictly hunting. But then we also have the other spinoff organization is, Women in Outdoors, but I meant Whelan Sportsmen. And that is was originally developed for helping veterans who came back that had lost the use of their legs or other legs. I mean, they were in wheelchairs. And the National Wild Turkey Federation thought that, you know, those guys, a lot of them were hunters before they went over. They were wildlife-type people. And so we've got a program for them, and it's spread out. I mean, you don't have to be a veteran, anybody that's in a wheelchair. We don't have anything specifically right in Kearney set up for them, but there are a couple places, I think, in the eastern part of the state that if you're in a wheelchair and would like to get out and hunt and do some things in nature, you know, we're trying to really promote that too. So just a couple things that the Wild Turkey Federation does.
That's neat.
Gino, anything else that you want to let the folks know before we hit the banquet one more time?
Oh, I've been rambling on here kind of fast. I mean, we just want to encourage people, especially to buy their tickets early. Let me give you a phone number, 236-2001. That's my office. And if they buy the tickets before next Wednesday, a week from today, then they'll get in on the early bird raffle tickets, free tickets, and again, it helps us. And price of tickets on a single is $50. If you come as a couple, it's $65. Usually it's a couple's a husband and wife, whichever way you want to go. But and then we have a sponsor membership. It's $260. It's a upgraded membership. They get a special gift and a couple meals and just a little more recognition in the program and that. And we also have Jake's tickets, which are $20. That's for the 17 and under. And they get a great magazine. I've been telling people that, and the people that get it, their kids really like looking at it because it talks about wildlife in general. I mean, they might have a special on turtles or bear. I mean, it's kind of neat. It's a good magazine for them.
So now if they call you at work, 236-2001, then you transfer them over to Holland then, Brian Holland, and then he'll hook them into some financial planning deal? Is that the way that works?
No, they're going to do that. They're going to
help. Oh, they're going to go to you. Okay.
Yeah, he may be my office partner, but I'm not going to share all
No
of
way.
It's the 12th annual National Wild Turkey Federation Hunting Heritage Banquet. It's at the Midtown Event Center. Again, that is the great event center just south of the Chicken Coop in Kearney and next to the Kearney Police Department. And you can contact Gene for ticket information or more information, 236-2001. Some great items are going to be auctioned off, including that African Safari, probably the best or one of the neatest things that they have ever had as part of the banquet.
One quick thing, too, if they want to see what I've got catalogs like what you've got if they want to see what's on the auction to get an idea. But if they're on the computer and want to go to the NWTF.org, then there's a ton of information on there, but it shows a lot of these items too. So if they're by a computer and want to see what's going on, they can do that too.
NWTF.org. Gene Beerbohm, thanks for coming in. Hopefully it's a great banquet.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back with more on ESPN Radio right after this.
Hi, it's The Herd. Today, business can take you anywhere. Heck, there's even talk of professional football going international, which is why Regis offers virtual office solutions around the world. For a fraction of the cost of a traditional office, Manhattan, London, or maybe just around the corner, whether you're looking to expand your business into new markets, or if you work from home, a Regis virtual office gives you exactly what you need. A professional business image with clients. That's key. You'll get a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering, and use of meeting rooms and a private office. That's the benefit of a Regis virtual office. You get all the amenities of a full-time office without the expense of one. Call Regis, the new way to work. It's the most cost-effective way to have a business presence locally, nationally, or globally. Find out how easy it is to set up a virtual office. So contact Regis today and mention The Herd to get 2 months free. So go to Regis.com/Cowherd. Regus.com/Cowherd. Or call 800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Got him on his back and in a lot of trouble.
Your home for state wrestling updates is Platte River Radio.
Trying to throw him. It's going to be Weeches, and he falls on his back, and Worth is going to win it.
We'll have updates live from Lincoln with sports director Doug Duda every hour on Classic Hits 98.9 and your ESPN Superstation 1416-1550.
Rosebud has come back from behind, and he's about ready to pin McNally.
98.9 will also bring you the state semifinals Friday night. Platte River Radio, crowning champions in state wrestling.
For today, we could see some freezing drizzle through the morning. Otherwise, skies will become partly sunny, breezy north winds, and our highs nearing 40. And then for tonight, skies will become mostly clear, northwest winds and lows in the upper teens. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 36. I got the magic in me.
Every time I touch that track, it turns into Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I cannot believe it's already the middle of February. You're going to be out getting that field ready to go. And once you put in all the work, why have an inferior pivot system or watering system out there? Only have the best, and that's what they've got with proven technology that works at TNL. You can experience the TNL difference. The hydrostatically powered design, safe and proven, eliminates the hassles, lasting value, and decades of dependability. Call your TNL dealer or TNL Irrigation Company today. Their world headquarters in Hastings, every state in the nation, 60 countries worldwide. You don't do that with bad product, folks. TNL, easier on you, and you've proven technology that works at TNL Irrigation. I figured the way your garden was set, Danny, filling in for Big Daddy, you'd probably need maybe a mini TNL.
A mini TNL, absolutely. We've got one of those running in the Denny backyard.
So what do you think? You're gonna sneak out. You're going to get down to Lincoln for state basketball.
Yes.
I see you down there.
Yes.
And you always get the best seat in the house.
Well,
how does that work?
No, that's not true.
Front and center.
Up there at Pershing, every seat's a great seat. You know, beautiful Pershing Auditorium. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think our team, Minden's going to be, I think they're going to make a run at the title in both the girls and boys. You know, so it's a lot of fun. You did did you do basketball last night?
Yeah.
You didn't do Minden, though, did you?
No. Those people in Hastings are way too cool for me.
Okay.
But Minden, St. Cecilia tomorrow night on the Breeze 94.5 FM. I was in Aurora watching Kathy Mettenbrink get her 500th career win. Are you kidding me? 500?
Unreal coach. She's great.
500, yeah. And that's like 174 losses. Very few times that they have not been a solid basketball team over there. So congratulations to Kathy. Now it's going to be Centura taking on Ravenna for the third time this year. That'll be on Classic Hits 98.9 tomorrow. And because there's been a switch, Adams Central Kearney Catholic boys are going to play tomorrow instead of Friday, which is on your original schedule. So it's tomorrow. 6:30 will be the tip time at Adams Central High School, and we'll have that right here on ESPN Radio.
Great.
I saved a couple things because I knew you were coming in.
Let's have them.
Ndamukong Suh, this came out a couple of weeks ago after the Super Bowl, voted the fourth most disliked player, according to Forbes magazine, which made me chuckle because anybody that reads Forbes isn't watching football and just has a very limited – I mean, they are, but you know what I'm saying. They're not your let's go have a beer downtown and watch the package football guy. Was there someone growing up that you just – couldn't handle as a sports person?
Well,
I said Reggie Jackson came to mind right away for me because obviously the Yankees were beating the Royals, and
yeah,
that came to mind for me.
Well, I big basketball guy. I hated Rambus. He was a filthy player. In football, I look at, you know, guys like Mean Joe Green. Hey, he was called Mean Joe Green for a reason. All right, so he was a bad dude in my mind, but guys along that, yeah, absolutely. I looked at my grandfather loved a guy by the name of Bill Laimbeer. Yeah. That was Grandpa's favorite. I hated that guy. He was filthy. Yeah, those definitely guys like that.
Oh man, yeah, I didn't like Terry Bradshaw either because obviously being a Dallas
Cowboys fan.
So there you go. Has that plateaued off for you? I've found that. When you have to cover the Huskers, you don't root for them because you're not supposed to, and other things like that.
Are you jaded, Doug? Are you a little? Be honest with the Huskers. Are you? You get, because here's the thing. When I did sports, I got a little too close to the fire. You know what I'm saying? Where you know what's kind of maybe a little more, know what's going on a little bit.
Here's the way I will say that. I probably used to be that Husker fan that drives me crazy now.
Okay.
When we go through football talk on this program or just out in public with your friends where it can get a little more heated, you know, I'm just going, what do you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're a fan and you think you know everything.
Right.
You don't know squat. Yeah. I mean, in most cases. Mm-hmm. Now, some people that played football, coached football,
And then there's the people that have no. They just want to. They just want Nebraska to be good, and they bag on Taylor Martinez because he's not whoever their favorite player used to be.
I believe, and I'm not kissing up here, but I believe Nebraska football fans are great. They're great fans. Now, having said that, there's a fringe group of Kookieville, okay? Kookieville fringe group, and it seems like Doug, it's growing all the time. I mean, you lose, and I'm looking for Cliffs. There's not many Cliffs here in central Nebraska, but I'm looking for them to see if I need to talk somebody down. I mean, so the Kookieville guys kind of drive me a little crazy.
Yeah, and I don't get psychotic about recruiting either.
I don't either.
And I love Sean Callahan and all they do because they fill us in. That's the one of their main jobs is to get in on that. And don't forget Sean Callahan's tour through our area next week. McCook on Monday.
All right.
Then he'll be in Hastings Tuesday, Kearney Wednesday, and Grand Island Thursday. We'll talk with Sean next week on the show.
Well, it's the recruiting is a roll the dice thing. Here's the thing. I look at a kid like Giltner's Ott, Drew Ott, is that his name? How Nebraska didn't offer him, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I hear some stories about, you know, why they did whatever. But, you know, so there's things like that I don't understand. And then there's things, you know, they go after this kid. So it's a little over my head, apparently. I don't know.
Do you realize, and I think I'm going to be right on this, that Noah Keller is probably the only kid that I can think of, football player, that left Nebraska that really turned out to be anything. Mm. That Robinson kid from Omaha or Gretna or wherever he was from that went to Notre Dame. That everybody was up in arms about, he played.
Well, now he started, didn't he?
He played.
Yeah.
He played.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard him get any kind of a recognition, all conference, all anything.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, at Notre Dame, he's not going to get all conference. I get that. But, I mean, there's some high ballyhooed players that went on, and there was very few. That receiver from Lincoln went to Notre Dame a few years ago, didn't do anything, and other schools. So, yeah, you can whine and complain about these kids not going to Nebraska, but who's panned out?
Yeah. Now, Noah Keller, here might be that's hardly the rule going by him. I mean, this guy had an unreal career at Ohio.
And he's smart.
Yeah.
He'd be a doctor.
That's really smart.
Where did we go wrong?
Where do I start?
I was going to be an astronaut. You? I was going to be
a pro basketball player.
And Spud Webb gave you the strength.
5'9"
career.
Come on, Muggsy Bogues.
That was it though, huh? Pro basketball player, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Then you know it's funny because my son's kind of in that mode. KG, I'm going to be the next KG. I'm like, dude, you're 5'4". You know what I mean? But you get to that mode. When is it then that you think, you know what, this isn't going to work out. I'm not going to be that pro basketball player. Yeah. So that happened the other day when I figured that out.
Early.
Yeah.
I figured it out early when I couldn't do well in so many different things. Anything else? I invited you in here, and I feel like I didn't give you the full floor here.
No.
You had an early rant, but you know.
No, what was I going to say? Talking about my son. Let me just talk about my son a second. We've got this Mr. Basketball coming up. We got a great fifth grade Minden team. Okay, we got a great fifth grade Minden boys team.
Is this Snow Jam or whatever's going on?
Snow Move, whatever it is. You talk about smart. We're talking smart guys. Doug Koster, smartest guy I know. Here's why. If you decide that, hey, I'm going to make some money at something. Dude hangs out in gyms. All he does, Doug, he hangs out in a gym. We pay him $100 and whatever. He's got 200 teams going to this. This is a smart dude.
That's just this weekend.
This is this weekend.
That's just this weekend. We got Snow Jam. We got Ice Jam. We got Pond Ball.
Yeah.
We got the summer tournaments. We go to South Dakota. We go to Minnesota.
That's where we screwed up. So we talk about, you know, doctors. We know lawyers. Stuff like smartest guy I know, Doug Koster, right there.
Well, there's a reason you know a doctor, but I mean, that's
right.
Crazy. Get free medical stuff?
I do. All free medical, heart, no.
Better than the health plan. You get it worked.
Absolutely. Just go through it, run it through the brother.
Well, here's the deal. Koster knew what to do and when to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the next big thing? Would you figure that out and let me in?
I've been trying for 40 years.
$327 I can throw in on whatever deal you come up with.
That's the thing. We could think about it, but neither of us would. We're sports guy, journalist guys. We don't have any money to throw at it. You know?
Last question, because I'm off to state wrestling this afternoon because we hit it bright and early tomorrow. Wrestling. Well, you got Jack Rafferty down there at Minden who's unbeaten. We got some great wrestling around here. We had an unbelievable 4-1 them all last year with around here with the state champions. As a basketball guy, I'm guessing it's hard for you to be a wrestling fan. You can root for the kids, but hard, know much about it?
Love it. You know what? These guys are competitors. They're the toughest dudes in school are the wrestlers, okay? And I look at a guy like this, Tom McCann, the coach at Kearney High. What a story. That at 42 years at Kearney High. That's a guy I'm watching this week. I hope the Bearcats do well. The hope is for them to do well. Amherst, I understand, has a good chance at doing really well down there as well. No, I love it. And these guys are competitors. Like I said, they're tough dudes. It's always a lot of fun. And it's fun to see a kid like Rafferty where Minden's not going to do much team-wise, but you follow Jack, and you follow a guy like Bryce Lewis a year ago, and the town really gets behind him. So it's a great event.
There was some Grand Island and Kearney, and there probably more have Facebook sites now for their wrestling team. There's a bunch of pictures up there today. Last practice for Coach McCann yesterday, so I'm sure that a lot of pictures and probably a little emotional, although Tom's one of those that doesn't want to show that.
But right.
I know there is somewhere down there.
Yeah,
when it happens, we'll find out about it.
Yep, and you know him better than I do, but from what I understand, this guy, away from the mats, touched a lot of lives with those kids and reached out to a lot of different people, so hats off to him for sure.
Yeah, when we had him on a week ago, I've as 15 years that I've been here and worked with Coach McCann, that folks keep telling me, and the kids are the ones that say it, but most of the time, but every once in a while, somebody else will bring it up and go, these kids would have been in a lot of trouble.
Mm.
He pulled them out of a hall. Mm-hmm. They weren't in little kids wrestling when they were four.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled them out of a hall in seventh and eighth grade or whenever it was, freshmen, say, hey, why don't you come be part of our team?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you come be part of a team? I don't care if you're going to be a JV wrestler that wins one. You're going to get better. You're going to be a part of a team. You're going to be part of stability in your life. And a lot of kids say, you know what? I was heading in the wrong way. And I got in that wrestling room, and look where I'm at today. You may or may not have gotten a medal. You go on to college. You get a great job. And Coach McCann, and there's a lot of coaches out there like that. So that. But when you see somebody go 42 years, good Lord.
It's unbelievable, and you're right. Those are the guys where, as men, they still follow Tom McCann's wrestling programs and still try and get a hold of him, that sort of thing.
You're probably the first co-host I think I could take.
Is that right? What are we, when we talk take now, wrestling or arm wrestling?
Although I'm sure you're in better shape, so if this goes longer than about 48 seconds, it's over. I'm done.
I am fit as a fiddle.
I know. I'm done. Well,
right.
According to what happened with you on Valentine's night last night, apparently so, because
look
you're
out.
Ready to go this morning.
Look out.
Seth, hey, always appreciate when you give us some time. And
lots of fun.
You know, what do you do? Do you get... When the kids watch you on TV, do you do a little Fred Hoiberg or Hornacek and wipe the face or tug the ear so they know that you're thinking of them?
Who said the kids watch on TV?
I know. They love Ed Littler. Hey, thanks, folks, for being with us on the program today. Kevin Chaney, UNK women's basketball coach. Gene Beerbaum, National Turkey Wildlife Federation. Their banquet's coming up next Saturday, the 25th. We'll have some wrestling to talk about the next couple of days while we mix in basketball and everything else that's going on. It's a busy time. We hope you'll stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.